A Philadelphia City Council member wants the city to pay for expanded student SEPTA passes that would cover their trips year-round. Council member Rue Landau says passes should also be provided to all students, no matter where they live in the city. Saul High School student Yania Strawberry says she and her classmates often struggle with the limits on when they can use their passes.
So if I wanted to do a CCP class to help me better my chance of getting into college, I can't because I can't afford to get home. I'm also a junior coach with the Bicycle Coalition, and while it is great the work that we do, Roxborough only has one bus that goes in and out of our school. It's inconsistent, and so if we run too late, our passes do not work in time for us to get home.
A city official said the proposal is worth a closer look, but did not say whether Philadelphia might increase its financial support for SEPTA to expand the pass program. Just a week after PECO withdrew its controversial rate hike proposal, the company is replacing its president and CEO, David Vahos. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports, the company's current chief operating officer will take over on an interim basis.
David Vahos was in the role less than a year, having started last June, but will now be special advisor to parent company Exelon's CEO. PECO made record profits in 2025 due to a previous rate hike. The utility filed for another rate increase in March. The move drew bipartisan outrage, with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro calling it, quote, pure greed. Last week, PECO withdrew its rate hike request. A company spokesperson would not give the reason for the change at the top, but said the rate hike case and the shift in leadership are, quote, separate matters. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
Controversial legislation would give Delaware's unhoused population greater rights. The bill's sponsor says the lack of housing and shelter beds is leading to the criminalization of being poor. But some state lawmakers oppose language that would remove immunity for government officials enforcing local laws. State Representative Jeff Spiegelman says the prospect of a lawsuit will hinder enforcement of existing laws.
That is a very, very dangerous situation, especially at a time when every single one of us would love to have more businesses attracted to the downtown development districts.
Bill sponsor Sophie Phillips says the bill will not interfere with police officers doing their jobs and fighting crime. Sports. The Phillies lost to the Cubs 7-4 yesterday in Chicago. They play again tonight. And the Flyers, they'll host the Penguins tonight for Game 3 in the playoffs. And the Sixers, they defeated the Celtics 111-97 last night in Boston.